Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I've got a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather not be able to tell the difference between a baby and a muffin or change sex every time you sneezed?
Did you just make that up in your head?
No, I've thought about the baby and the muffin thing for ages because on the surface, it's not that big a deal. Like, you think, I could avoid situations like that. But actually, the fear of knowing that you had no way to differentiate between a baby and a muffin would actually be kind of life-ruining. Like, at this point in our lives, I think, like, you know, you've got your nephew around all the time and you just never feel safe with him because you would never... Because what if one day you mistook him for a muffin and you ate him and Jen came in and was like, where's Louis? And you're like, I've eaten him.
God,
you can't get him back.
So... sinister. I don't.
Yeah, or like you go to like a bakery and it's just like, with any confidence do you know that you're holding it? Because also, I mean, less dangerous, but also you're kind of gonna look insane if you're just like minding your business. It's like, oh, what a pretty little baby, jiggle 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 away, and then it's a muffin, you know, in public breastfeeding a muffin. People will be like, that girl's
but can you
wacko.
Say to people, is that a muffin or a baby, and they can tell you like, yes, it's a baby or a muffin.
Yeah. That's fine. If that's the kind of question that you want to ask, like if you think that's a reasonable question.
Changing sex absolutely. Every time you sneeze. Well, it depends how sneezy you are as a person, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, you see, Georgie Swallow would be absolutely, like she wouldn't know which way was Tuesday because she sneezes. Like, when she, have you ever watched her sneeze?
No.
It's extraordinary. Eight on the bounce and they're tiny. She goes, and she does eight at least.
I like those ones. What I hate is when people around you sneeze and you have no warning, they don't give you a heads up, and they sneeze and it's like the earth shakes. It's the loudest thing ever. You lose your eardrums and you just shut yourself. And then you look back and they're just like, what?
The dad,
it's the dad sneeze. Yeah.
Yeah, the dad sneeze. But my brother does it and he's not
to be
a
fair,
father.
I do it too, actually. My sneezes are horrible.
I don't think I've ever heard you sneeze.
It's quite violent.
I've been told I have an adorable sneeze.
Really?
Yeah. It's just what they're saying. Yeah. Well, that's a real thinker for you. I still haven't decided with any confidence because sometimes I think it would be a very terrifying prospect if you were to have children.
Yes. I also think it would be so exhausting to continuously change sex.
Agreed.
Like,
and
so exhausting.
I think about it from a I mean, because I don't know if you change size or clothes.
That's the thing. Do you have to have two
wardrobes?
Yeah, wardrobes?
And I think your identity would be confused, presumably. And then when you change, are you naked? Or are you in the clothes that you were wearing for when you were the other sex? And if so, do they fit? What if you were mid-sex? A chew?
Yeah.
That could actually be painful, potentially.
It could be very painful.
So there are just risks and things to consider with all angles. But I imagine, are you walking into a baby, like a creche or a creche or a bakery? Who knows?
Well, there you go. I realise that we haven't even introduced this episode. So hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Is It Just Me? I have something else for you. I received a DM this week, Al.
Yeah.
I've got a voice note.
Go on.
And it wasn't meant for us. This voice note has landed in my lap. It
go
was
on.
Not directed to us, right? So I got sent this DM on Instagram from a girl. Okay, so hi. I listened to the podcast with Alex, which is awesome, and I recently received a voice note from a guy. I run a small graphic design business, and I am just in shock and awe about this voice note, and I would love you guys to discuss it or share your thoughts on it because I'm kind of speechless. This very weird offering advice and ending it just so passive-aggressively just made me feel really uncomfortable and icky. So I was like, my curiosity has piqued. What's happened? So this girl has her graphic design business, right?
Okay.
And somebody sent her a DM on Instagram saying, some man sent her a DM on Instagram saying, do you make business cards for all sorts of brands? I just bought a business card and was super unhappy with my result. I found you via hashtags. She replied going, that sucks. I do business cards, but only for existing brand clients. Sorry. Which is a very polite way of saying, I can't help you, right?
Right.
End of discussion, right?
Right.
He could reply going, oh, no worries, thanks, I'll keep looking. He did not do that. He sent her a voice note.
Okay, okay. Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Hey there, not a problem. Thank you so much. If I may offer any advice for potential clients, potential leads, I would encourage to empathize with them and maybe be a little more solution-oriented. I don't take any offense to it, but just from a business perspective, you know, we are always looking to work with new vendors, always looking for great, you know, talent and people that we can use to refer to our clients. So I would definitely encourage to, in the future, perhaps answer differently.
I love how that ended. I thought it was going to be like some sort of like philosophical.
I didn't want to hear what you said. And she was like going, I don't need you to mansplain my business to me, but thanks. And then blocked him. But I literally, I was like, what? I'm so obsessed with this man's energy.
That is like ultimate mansplaining. Like ultimate. I mean,
what the fuck? Can you imagine that in any other context? Like, you order anything. You order, like, a cake. And they're like, oh, sorry, we're not taking orders for this week. I would really encourage you to be a bit more solution-oriented. And just answer differently.
It's like, fuck off. Find your own solutions, mate.
Yeah, literally. Why don't you be more solution-orientated? The audacity to send that to somebody I don't know. Like, God, give me the confidence of a man, I swear to God.
Literally.
like women out here have been working for the same company for like 20 years and they're too scared to go and ask for the pay rise that they know they deserve. But this guy is going to get a woman to, like, completely remodel her business because it's what he wants.
My favourite thing, though, at the end there, you can see he's really thinking hard and he's like, I've got to say something very clever here and very businessy. I've really got to, like, show my business acumen here. And he's like, so, answer differently. Just that's it, done, finished.
She should have replied in French.
I'm so embarrassed for him.
She could have written him a letter, written on a business card. I'm just obsessed with the audacity. This looks so funny. And I just think it's something that we should all aspire to this week. I just think we should all be a bit more solutions oriented. And I'm really grateful to that man for business advice. And you know what? This podcast isn't categorised under business, but it will be now. Now we're offering those sterling tips. They're hard to come by.
I want that voice note as my alarm clock in the morning.
I feel like
that'd be such a good way to wake up. I just feel like you should answer differently.
Be more solutions oriented.
Empathize more.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Well, on the subject of voice notes, I have a voice note too.
Oh my God, good.
I know, how exciting is this? So, hi Em and Alex. Firstly, I just want to say that I adore the happiness. It brightens my day every single time I listen. And you remind me so much of my best friend and I. Aww.
Aww.
I've attached an embarrassing story voice note. It reminded me of something Em would do. And I fully wanted to yeet myself off the planet. I've never heard that, to yeet myself off the planet.
I imagine it to be like yachting. Scoot, bitch.
Scottish. But yeah. I do hope you enjoy. Please keep doing what you're doing. Lots of love, Debs. Thank you, Debs. Okay, you ready?
Born ready.
So just to give some context, it's a really warm day and I've been working from home all day and I've had back-to-back calls. So I finally had a point where I'd done all my calls and I only had one more task that I needed to finish before the end of the day. And I was like, right, I'm going to go for a walk to get some fresh air and then I'll come back and do that. So I had such wholesome self-care intentions. And then I went outside, had my earphones in, shorts on, trainers on, walking along, went into my local park. And it was really busy because it's a warm day and it's the school holidays, which I kind of expected. And as I was walking along, I could kind of felt like people were looking at me, but I couldn't really work out why. And I obviously couldn't really hear what was going on around me because I had headphones in. And the people just weren't looking away. And this guy that was kind of nearby to me, I saw him and then I noticed he had a dog with him and I was thinking, oh, that's a nice dog. So I was just looking at him and his dog. And then I kind of noticed that he was making this like waving motion with his arm as if to say, get out of the way. And I was thinking, and that's when it suddenly dawned on me, like, fuck, I need to get out of the way of something. That's why people are looking at me. So I looked behind me and there were three like park ranger jeep type things like queued up behind me going at like 3 miles an hour. And they'd been beeping at me the whole time and I couldn't hear them because I had my earphones in. And so I like ran out the way and just left the park at the next available exit because I was so embarrassed. Like my walk was ruined.
Oh no, that is so embarrassing. That is going to haunt me. He's gonna haunt me. Oh no. Because this adds, right, this adds another layer to the embarrassment because it's not just the embarrassment of like you casually just strolling along, okay? It's the added layer of causing people inconvenience, okay? Specifically three cars. Oh my God.
But also you look like such a knob.
Such
who has a car as their entourage? Like three park rangers. Surely do people think she was doing it on purpose? Oh my God, that's so much better than any. I thought she wasn't wearing trousers.
Just the fact that the man like waved like that. Oh no, like. A lot of the things I think like embarrassing, but like I could cope with it. But that I would be fucking mortified.
That's the real peril of noise cancelling headphones. Like, yeah, okay, safety is a big issue. You could be hit by a car or you could be attacked from behind, okay? And that's what most people think of when they think of like the downsides of noise cancelling headphones. But I don't think we've thought this through. I am never putting both headphones in again, ever. That is so embarrassing. I imagine it looks like she's leading a funeral procession. Like, you know, the hearse always goes behind, like the family walking really slowly. That's what it is, except it's the park rangers. Cool, bro. Oh my God, how funny. And also,
so good.
There's no one more officious in this life than a park ranger. They've got places to be, like, and they've got shit to
I'm
do.
I'm trying to imagine what a park ranger is. I thought she meant like a Range Rover.
No, park rangers are like parks police. I think we call them parks police, maybe the Scottish. I know the Americans call them park rangers because we've all seen Elf. But yeah, we've got the parks police, and honestly, you can tell when they've got a budget situation. You can tell when they need to hit their milestones because they come out in force and they start handing out fines left, right and centre. I live in a part of London where there are a lot of Labradors called Basil. And
love that.
Like genuinely spring, summer, you're seeing these dogs just like getting fines, like 70 quid left, right and centre. For being on the grass. And yeah, it's a time that I find myself irrationally angry about like the policing of parks in London, because you fall into one of two camps. You're a dog mum or a kid mum, and very different vibes, because the people who have children have miracles and the people who have dogs have dogs. So it's like we go out there rain or shine, let's be honest, normally rain. We're out there when it's like snowing, pelting, icing, hell, freezing cold every single day. And then in the summer the mums come out, they put their little kids down on the floor as they should to eat carrot batons as they should. But then when Boo's like, hey, there's a snack at my face height,
oh, fuck.
And then, you know, then there's that friction. Actually, Boo is the least. Boo is pretty good. She's fine. But then they're you know, people butt heads. So the Parks Police, they've got a lot to do. They've got to keep tensions at bay, you know. They've got to keep the people happy.
But they were in cars, right? The park rangers were in cars.
Yeah, they've got cars. How else do you get to an emergency at the side of the park? You expect them to run? Some of them have bikes. But yeah.
Okay, that's... I thought I was hearing Range Rovers. I thought it was just like 2-3 Range Rovers behind her. That girl's a legend. Fucking love that she sent us that in voice note form. It was brilliant.
I'm absolutely mortified for her. I love her
mortified,
a lot.
Mortified.
Anyway, I have something to tell you. And it's somebody who's made me feel so much better. About... You remember last week we talked about all the times that my impulse control was like non-existent and I...
Yeah.
Like, shoved my hands in places that it shouldn't have gone. Anyway, I've got a new toaster, by the way, and I can't stop thinking about... It's actually a lot shallower, so I don't think my rings could fit in it, even if they wanted to. But anyway.
Oh, my God, no one replied to us about that.
I got some replies.
Did you?
Yes, you should turn it off at the wall. You should not put your rings in the toaster. But you shouldn't be putting your hands in the toaster. And you know what? I feel like we kind of knew it. I kind of had a vibe that it wasn't good to put your hand in a toaster.
It didn't occur to me at the time, but you've got to be going pretty deep into the toaster when in reality 100%. You just probably need the tips.
100%, and it's probably really hot. Anyway, hi, Alex, Daisy and Amy. I've done a fab job making a pod which tackles such important issues, is so thought-provoking. It also makes me cry laughing at the same time. Thank you so much. Probably not at exactly the same time. It's like, I can't stop thinking about this. I'm emailing as I can partly relate to Em from last Thursday's episode when she was talking about injuring herself, doing stuff that she shouldn't, sticking her fingers in an electric whisk. I find myself having very similar accidents all the time. I like that she's called them accidents because mine feel way too deliberate to deserve that title. But thank you. I appreciate it. I find myself having very similar accidents. It seems I can't avoid this and often... Sorry. It seems I can't avoid this and I'm often despairing at myself as to why I'm like this. Maybe I'm dyspraxic. As for me, it's less about a lack of impulse control and more about being totally unaware of where my body is in space 90% of the time. Yeah, so we've got slightly... hers sounds more like a spatial thing, whereas mine's just like the impulse control of a two-year-old. Not too long ago, I was making some hummus, as you do. You know what? It's as I don't. I've never made hummus. I think I was trying to rectify that.
I like how I said yes to that, as you do. Sorry, absolutely not.
I was blending some chickpeas. Some chunky ones were getting stuck in the blender, so I turned it off, or so I thought, and went to scrape some of them out. Turns out I hadn't turned the hand blender off at the wall, and whilst I was doing this, my right hand casually wandered over to the on button. Wait, what?
What?
My boyfriend heard a yelp from the kitchen and came running in. The blade had made a neat slice through my nail before I snatched my hand away.
Oh.
Even though the injury was much more minor than it could have been, the hand blender kept spinning as I snatched my hand away. So my boyfriend walked into what must have looked like a murder scene. There was blood spattered everywhere, ceilings, walls, up the cooker hood, the fridge. We kept finding it for days. I got off very easily compared to what could have happened. However, I cried, not because I'd sliced my nail in half, because I'd literally been to A&E the day before after standing up from the toilet and headfirst into the corner of my bathroom cabinet, taking a chunk out of my skirt whilst I did it. So I was genuinely crying to my boyfriend, like, why am I like this? Side note, he's a nurse, so having a nurse for a boyfriend is the best decision I ever made. I think the worst part of the first incident, all incidents really, is that I'm an occupational therapist, and it's literally my job to make sure the patients I work with are going to be safe when they're discharged to their homes. I am clearly not safe, particularly when I'm tired after work and I have no brain left to give. I will never tell them this, but for some reason, I'm telling you. Her hand wandered to the on button.
Yeah, I don't...
Did it turn on with her hand in the blender? In which case, I agree, accident was the right word. Or did you do a me and put your hand, one hand in the blender and the other hand on the on button? Because that's not an accident. That's... We'll call it an incident. Because those are what I do. And they're not like deliberate by any means, but they also... It's not like, oh, I slipped and fell. It's like, oh, I've just done this really stupid thing.
God, the nail thing has gone right through me. You know when you feel all weak, your body goes all weak? Something about nails. Oh.
Agree. Nail beds. I'm super squirmy about them. And gums.
Oh. I once remember in Stylist magazine, someone was writing a piece about how gels wreck your nails. And they said that the woman in the nail shop was doing something to her nails, like... filing them, and it split, the whole nail split down the middle in half, and that has stayed with me. Oh, and every time I'm getting my nails done, I think, please don't split in half. So far, so good.
Thank you for that intrusive thought that we can all now share with you. In the summer of 2019, lost 7 toenails.
Oh, did you put... Is this when you put it on Instagram?
Maybe it was the summer of 2020. Yeah, we went through a big phase of sharing my missing toenails on Instagram. It was lucky. I mean, it was a wonder that I kept any followers at all.
Yeah.
But some people fucking loved it.
You nearly lost me.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. I picked...
It was quite disturbing.
My big toenail... My big toenail... I've only lost one big toenail, and it was a bad day. And my bad toenail fell off in the summer of 2019... I think I just ran Edinburgh Marathon and I just started training for New York and I was sitting on a sun lounger and as it happened, I was like, this is an obscene thing that I have done. But it's way too late because I was in a bikini. I was like, there's nowhere to put it. So I couldn't just be like, oh my God, what if someone's watched me just like take my big toenail off? So I was like, I'm going to have to acknowledge it. So I did. So I just said to everyone, guys, my big toenail's fallen off. And then we took a photo with it and everything. So I thought that was less embarrassing than people just like watching. You know, you don't want to be like one of those like influencers in the wild or like caught and you've been famous, like picking your big toenail off and then like looking sheepishly around, realizing you've got nowhere to put it and then putting it in your basket and then what? Like,
I was scared you were going to say you put it in your bikini.
I don't know what I did with it, you know. I can't remember. I think I probably, knowing me, I probably held on to it for a couple of days.
Okay, I've got to I feel really queasy.
I'll find the photo. There's a photo of me like, look, I've got a toenail.
Please don't. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, I was sitting next to my dad's girlfriend on the sun lounger. I didn't think I knew her that well. And I was like, look. She was like, cool.
She was probably like, this fucking girl away from me. It's disgusting.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God, I saw a video on, and this is apropos of nothing, don't read into it, but I saw a video on TikTok about the Parent Trap the other day. The stepmom in that was 26?
Fuck.
Or 25 maybe. And it was like,
because so young.
One of the Lindsay Lohans says to her like, how old are you? And she was like, I'm 26. And I was like, you're fucking butt.
That is so young.
But then you also realise with hindsight, she had a bad deal. Like, okay, she just, you know, she tried to like hop on the older man train. Fine. She was not prepared to deal with the baggage. You know what I mean? She probably thought she was getting like little Louis Vuitton baggage situation. Not like fucking six trunks full of like snakes.
I haven't. Is it just me? Slight gear change, but here we go. Hello, and the warmest of greetings from Norway. Oh my God, we've got a listener in Norway. To ML and the rest of the wonderful podcast team, if you ever have a bad day, I hope you can get some comfort over the fact that you make the world a significantly better place for literally hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, don't take me there today, because I'll go. You'll lose me.
As I am a geologist, wow. I just have
to
say,
I can't believe that smart people like us. That's always what gets me.
Actually smart people. As I am a geologist, I just have to say, you rock. Bad pun intended, haha. Oh my God, I love that.
I fucking love that.
What a good pun.
Yes. Thank you.
I was thinking of one back, but I'm not that quick. And I also don't really know what a geologist is. But anyway, let's continue. Here is my suggestion for Is It Just Me?
Notice that I haven't come in confidently to say what it is. I think it's like a study of like...
Rocks.
Yeah. I feel like geologists talk about like limestone.
Oh, wow. Geology is the study of the structure, evolution, and dynamics of the earth and its natural mineral and energy resources.
So that's like water, rocks, like tectonic plates, seabeds, probably.
Yeah.
So kind of the big stuff. Kind of the foundations of our existence is kind of what they do.
It sounds really important, actually.
It's huge. It's terrifying to me. I wish I had that sort of brain. I find it all so interesting, but then I just can't retain the information in any helpful way. But I find rocks and like erosion and like the way the world's formed and tectonic plates, I just find it fascinating.
Yeah.
I think it's
good,
so cool.
Good for you.
Thanks.
So, here's my suggestion for Is It Just Me? Recently, I noticed I have a clear tendency to subconsciously judge and be more critical towards women compared to men. This realization shocked me because I'm a firm believer in feminism. I also work in a very male-dominated field, which should have made me a more understanding ally to my fellow women. For example, if a new colleague is female and very attractive, I could have thought that she is using her looks to advance in her career or something along those silly lines. I would never ever think like that if the new very attractive colleague was male. I also focus so much more on the appearance of women compared to men. My attitude is also similar regarding behaviour. Let's say that a female's phone starts ringing while watching a movie in the cinema. I view it way more harshly than if the phone belonged to a male. I think realising something is the first step to do something about it. I absolutely want to get rid of this bad mindset that I suspect the patriarchy is hugely responsible for. I would love to hear your reflections on this subject, as you always have so many good points and wise observations. Oh, do we? But that's so sweet, thank you.
I literally, like, the top of my head's just blown off about the phone call in the
cinema.
It's so true.
It's
when a woman's
so true.
Phone rings, I'm like... like, I'm so shallow, so, like, vacuous. Like, that'll just be one of our little friends, or, like, it'll be a kid thing, or it'll be some histrionics. But when a man's phone ring, I'm like, business is calling, bitch, you better answer. Yeah. But, like, she's so right. Like, it's so,
she's
like,
so right.
Hardwired into us. I saw a really good meme on Instagram. I shared it a couple of weeks ago that was, like, we focus a lot. Like, we're very happy to say that a woman slept her way to the top. And we never say men are withholding power in exchange for sexual favours. And it's like, hang on, I'm going to read it. I'm going to find it properly because I think I'm butchering it. Hang on, let me just find the exact quote.
I can tell it's going to blow my mind. I'm just not quite there yet.
Instead of saying women sleep their way to the top, why don't we say men withhold promotions until they receive sexual favours?
Fuck, that's really good.
Really good. And I tell you what, I was watching the Woodstock 99 documentary yesterday. If you haven't seen it on Netflix, you should watch it. It's really good.
Oh, it's so good.
I was thinking, they were talking about like the kind of culture at that time, and I was thinking it's like... so pervasive, but like the Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing, I googled their age differences yesterday. Like, so back in like 1995 to 97, Bill Clinton had an affair. He was married and he was the president, and he had an affair with his intern. He was 49 and she was 21.
Oh,
he was the
God,
president and she was an intern. And like, obviously, I was like one. Anyway, when it was all in the news, I was really young. But still, you know, people make jokes about Monica Lewinsky and about the blue dress, and she was the butt of every joke. She was the baddie in every one. It's like, how the fuck is she the problem here?
She was when only just man, an adult.
By American standards, yeah, because they only let you drink at 21.
And he was 28 years older than her.
And he was the president.
Yeah.
The president. There isn't a more powerful person than that. And I'm not saying it was like... non-consensual, but it's certainly coercive. Like, it's so inappropriate. And then for her to be the villain, but that's it. That's exactly what, like, that email was saying. It's just like, we vilify women. We're so quick to do it. And I think it's actually really cool that you can see it in yourself, because I actively enjoy catching myself and swapping out. Like, when I see a bad driver, instantly I'm like, oh, men. Like, and I like make myself, I'm just like, oh, what's he doing? You know, when you kind of commentate on the car in front, where I guess you don't really drive, but like, if you're like, oh, what's she doing? Or like, oh, this woman can't park. Like, I think instinctively we'd find ourselves going to assume that any bad driving would be done by a woman.
Yeah.
So I like switch that tape out. I'm like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and if it's a woman, I'm like, I did not see that, and drive straight past. I'm like, I'm pretending that was a dude. This does not fit my narrative.
Forgive and forget. This reminds me of that quote that I love that I'm going to butcher, but it's basically like, the first thought that goes through your mind is what you've been conditioned to think, and then the next thought that goes through your the next thought that you have defines who you are.
Yeah, that's what you actually, thought is what you actually think.
Yeah, yeah. And like, that's cool, because it's like, we can have those thoughts initially, but it doesn't make us a bad person. It's just like the conditioning that we've had. And then, but the cool thing is that we can override that, and that really then defines us and who we are, and our true morals and values, and that's cool. So I think it's good to realize it, because I think a lot of people will have these thoughts without picking up on them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think what's interesting is, like, we've grown up at a time where, like, yeah, like, say, the Monica Lewinsky thing, all the bad driving, like, even, like, just so many, I can think of so many tropes, like, ditzy blondes, like, blonde jokes, like, they were all at the expense of women, like, airhead Barbie, like, God love Paris Hilton, but, like, the way that trope, like, pink, fluffy, you know, like, everything of our childhood was so gendered in that, like, just, like, ridiculously... I think that train wreck thing's still fresh on my head, like the kind of like the men were American Pie and like lad culture, and then women were like, oh, fat, like fluffy and berry, and like, oh my god, she's so big, like she's swimming and whatever. Yeah. It just felt very separate, and I think hopefully, like, the reason that we have so much to unpick, and obviously generations before us, like, yeah, we've got that, but, like, you know, our parents have so much more unpicking to do, and I think that's sometimes a really good thing to remember. When your parents learn something new, or when they kind of come round to a new idea, I think that's really important to celebrate it, because it takes a lot. Like, we have a lot to unlearn, they've got a button to unlearn. Yeah. But future generations, hopefully, like things like the Euros and whatever, just because it's in their psyche that women are doing these things more mainstream, hopefully their thoughts won't be so like instinctively derogatory forever.
I really do have hope in that sense, because I think like the difference between just our generation and the one before us is so vast in how we look at women.
Yeah, when we were little, do you remember you had like Yorkie bars, and it was like, not the girls. And I used to like, go and be like, I was such a badass, I'd be like, I'm going to buy this anyway, because my money's just as good as my brother's money. And it's all coming from my mum anyway, so two Yorkie bar, please. And like, I'd be like that. I don't feel like there's so much of that anymore. Like, yeah, okay, we need, like, there's an absolute shit show when they get on TikTok and stuff, but that feels, I don't know, are kids still, like, saying, like, oh, you throw like a girl, probably. But I'd say, like, the kind of subtle sexist stuff hopefully is ending. You know, you see a lot of these things being called out, and it's, like, those kids' outfits, like, Daddy's Little Angel, and, like, the boys are, like, heartbreaking, like, Mummy's Heartbreaker or whatever. Like, I think that's getting less and less.
I wonder if it, like, because, I mean, my life is so full of women, like, it's predominantly women. I really don't have, like, that much access to, like, men. God, that sounds weird. But I feel
they really restrict access for Alex. She just has no access to men.
Don't trust
myself. She keeps swiping her card, and it's just access denied, access denied. She's like, guys, we need to be more solutions-focused, because so I really want some more access to men.
I knew that was weird as soon as I said it. But I feel like women's attitudes towards women is really changing. However, I don't know about men's attitudes to women. That I don't have as much of an insight on. So I don't know. What do you think? You have more access to men than I do.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I've got an access all areas. I'm in. I actually, one of my best mates, one of my best guy mates is, like, up the chills, like, goes to football games, drinks loads of lager, like, he's, like, lad. Like, he's also, yeah, I mean, he's also not, because he's got his ear pierced, so I get confused, because I don't know what constitutes lad culture, because I still think he's a super lad, even though he's got an earring, so who knows, anyway. But I've always thought of him as being, like, a lad's lad. And the conversations I have with him, the observations that he makes, the, like, even the memes that we share, like, we, our entire relationship is basically just sharing memes. But we, I'm always really surprised, and I shouldn't be, because he's always been a really lovely guy, but I'm always kind of like, oh, like, yes, like, when he's like, God, this is really bad, or this is so frustrating, or, you know, if you talk about, like, women's pain, I think, like, that's something that I end up talking about quite a lot, like yeah. My sister's having some gynae stuff, and it's just like, you have to push so hard, you know, for answers, because pain is just so accepted as for women. And, you know, I think there would have been a time when the men in my life might have rolled their eyes if I'd have been like, yeah, it is so much easier for men to get a diagnosis. But now, you know, you can say that around the guys and they're like, yeah, I see that. You know, I can say, like, if Alex went into the doctor and said, oh, I've got this cramp in my stomach, they would do all the tests, all the scans, all the whatever. But when a woman goes in, they're like, oh, well, it's probably connected to your period, so I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah. That's a massive generalization anyway. But I've just been aware of having some of those conversations. I think, again, like, for our Irish friends, the repeal the 8th, you know, when these issues come up and we get a say on them, yeah, it's very important. I do think, I mean, obviously I'm not going to keep, like, misogynists in my life and in my heart. So I've got a biased view, but there are some things I'm able, even my brother, I'm able to talk to him about in a way that I don't think we'd have been able to a few years ago. Because yeah, I think he would have been a lot more defensive a few years ago, particularly when it comes to women's safety. I think, like, right, Sarah Everard and that news, you know, did shift a lot of perspective. So I do think it is getting better. Again, my pool is... Yeah. Because it is so depressing, though, because the Andrew Tate stuff and... Like, yeah, then you're just like, fuck no, like, fuck no. And again, like, my brother was horrified by him. You know, all the guys, all the normal guys I know, all the men I know, like, the fuck is this guy? But he does also have, like, a cult following, so who knows?
And it's dangerous to believe that it's just a weird, random portion of society. It's dangerous to kind of just put them in a box and think that they don't exist in normal society, because...
No, because they do.
Because they do, so...
And it's permeating everything, like, into kids, into schools. You know, we keep hearing, yeah, stuff, like, I got loads of DMs from teachers being like, it's actually been horrifying. So...
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, maybe it's very different, but I think there's actually a massive difference as well between the subtle sexism that, like, or like the subtle, like, conditioning that we have that leads us to misogynistic viewpoints, like this email kind of things that this email talks about, where we kind of, like, slip into misogynistic thinking or, like, patriarchal, yeah, views or whatever. And then there's the, like, over hatred of women that Tate's promoting. And I think they're two, yeah, very different things. So, like, okay, me and my brother grew up at exactly the same time, and we had Yorkie bars, and it was, like, not for girls. So he, yeah, gets this cool, manly thing just because he's got a dick, and I'm like, I can't have it just because I'm a girl. So that was kind of like this, like, nonsensical imbalance that just was just, it just always put women on the bottom, whereas this overt hatred feels like something very different. So like, perhaps that's easier to educate younger people about and be like, no, this is crazy because this is whatever. Whereas the sort of subtle stuff within society does seem to be, you know, being fixed. So who knows?
It does. It does seem to be abating, I think. Yeah. I mean, fingers crossed, but...
Yeah, shit. But it's... Oh, I think we should do that as, like, podcast homework. We should... if we can, if we remember, no, me and you will forget, but try and write down the moments when we instinctively judge women harder than men.
That is a really cool idea. And people, and anyone who notices stuff, please email in and tell us about, yeah, it.
Yeah, write it down, because I think it's really... And when we celebrate men for doing the bare minimum, because, yeah, I still do that, and I have to, like, catch myself, like... overly thanking men for doing stuff that I just expect women to do, and I mean that, yeah, like cooking, cleaning, washing, hanging, and Alex is a bad example because God knows he carries me because he's amazing, but still, when my brother loads the dishwasher, I'm like, and when my sister loads the dishwasher, I'm like,
obviously,
as it should be, bitch. But, like, yeah, let's make a note of the times. And I'm thinking babysitting is, like, number one.
Oh, it's number one.
Babysitting. Got my eye with the girls because it's daddy daycare. It's just called parenting, Bruce.
He's such a hands-on dad.
He's so, yeah. Oh my God, there's so many. Okay, that's our podcast homework.
But yeah, that would be really interesting. Write in, let us know. Email address is shouldidelete.that.pod@gmail.com. Also send us in your Is It Just Me's, your embarrassing stories, stuff you want to chat to us about, anything you want. We're open. Yeah,
we're liking the voice note medium.
We are loving the voice note medium, yes.
Particularly please. If it's coming from strange men that just want to mansplain how to operate your business. Those are our personal favourite genre right now. Just if you've got any of those lying around. But we will be back on Monday with a special summer episode to celebrate quite a big milestone, which we'll tell you about when we get there.
Em, are you excited?
Yes.
Well...
Oh no. What are you going to do?
Answer differently.
It was the intense manic eye contact. I was like, I was excited until you started looking at me like that. Okay, we love you all. Thanks very much for listening. We will see you on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? Is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.